This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
We'll be talking a lot of Caps on the show today. Alan May will join us. Of course, he's from Monumental Sports Network. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. All of our Caps talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Let's get into the Junkies sports page, tell you what happened in the world of sports last night, NHL and NBA playoffs ongoing.
Sports page driven by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they've got huge spring incentives. It means lower prices on your favorite models. So head on over. Ask for my guy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM. And just like I did, make a Molloy. Molloy.com. So that's my new partner.
Very good.
Just got a lot on my mind outside of the show.
Okay.
My phone is acting weird.
It is acting kind of weird.
This morning,
phone's a little janky.
It was working fine last night and even in the middle of the night because my daughter had her flight canceled from Nashville because of the storms.
Right.
So she had to get a hotel room with her friends and she took a 6 a.m. flight, or I think it was a 6 a.m. flight from Nashville into D.C. today. But when I turned my when I looked at my phone this morning, it said emergency calls only in the left hand corner. See that where it's scrolling? So I thought, oh geez, there's something wrong with my service. It, you know, they didn't get payment. But then I tried calling people and the calls are going through. I tried texting people, the texts are going through. Bickle's saying this is because my memory's all
I think your memory's a little jammed up and the phone is just going slow.
This is weird, man.
Realizing it all.
So I guess I got to go by the AT&T store and let them figure it out.
You need some tech help.
Are you like me, though, that have you have like five iterations of a Samsung's latest phone? Like, I have an old Samsung.
This is an S24. This is pretty new.
Oh, that's pretty new.
I think this might be the newest.
No,
was there a new one after that? I got it about a year ago.
I think they have an S25, but you might be right. You might have the newest.
Yeah. And then I was walking up the stairs. I had my HP laptop with me last night. I was walking up the stairs.
Now that's old.
The HP?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's not this one?
No, this is I have two. This is a different one.
You have multiple HPs.
This one you're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't carrying this one. I was carrying my other one that I usually bring here.
Right.
And I slipped going up the steps.
Oh.
And I dropped my HP on the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't work. Won't turn on.
Product.
Won't turn on. Everything's going wrong with me.
They look to be on.
No, my other one.
Hold on.
This is my second one. My other one that's not working is at home.
Oh, you have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the ancient.
That's the OG.
This is ancient.
You have more computers than NASA.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
So my wife uses this one. And the mine that I usually bring here is Dunsky's. It won't turn on. So I got to figure out. I got to take it somewhere to get repaired.
if it can
be repaired.
Here's what you do. You throw that one in the trash.
Dude, I just got it like a year ago.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like $1,000.
Okay. Well, then it should still be under warranty. Or maybe did you buy
I bought it at Best Buy.
Did you buy a warranty?
I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. It could have been over a year ago. I have no idea.
I always wrestle with buying warranties at this point.
I never buy them.
It depends on what it is. If it's something big and silly, like a refrigerator or a dishwasher. I just bought one of those and I did buy the warranty. But don't try to sell me a warranty on a $50 or $100 item. That's the biggest joke ever.
Well, I'll tell you what I will never get again is warranty on furniture.
Right.
Because we bought this huge sectional, mm-hmm. and one part of the sectional started to break where the wood started to come out. They came out like two or three times. Mm-hmm. They said they would give like half the money back for the piece because they couldn't fix it, mm-hmm. or they would give us a piece which didn't even fit because it's the end piece. I don't know what you call it, the lounge chair at the yeah. end. Mm. So now I just put a blanket over it. Yeah. There's always a blanket over it.
Because what's wrong with it?
They won't fix it.
Well, what is wrong with it again?
There's a piece of wood in the frame that is broken through the fabric.
Yeah. Oh, so it looks arctic.
Not when the blanket's on top of it.
So you can't sit on
Not
it.
Not when it's camouflaged.
No, you can sit on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm having
just don't sit on the top of the.
I'm having the technical difficulties with the phone and yeah. with the HP. If anybody can y'all. Help me,
and you have anxiety, I can tell about your daughter and travel.
Yeah, I'm anxious and all kinds of crap on my
you
mind. Might,
you want to take a day? Go, just take a day. Go get out of here.
Well, next week is graduation. I'll be taking some days. Then I've got it. Oh, I didn't tell you guys this. I have a skin cancer procedure.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. This guy has skin cancer.
Right.
Well, that's
a called, it's called basal cell carcinoma.
That's a pretty big revelation to just throw
I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but.
Well, you had the Band-Aid a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did a biopsy and came back positive.
You had a right. bandage?
So what do they have to do?
Bandages. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, of course.
What do they have to do?
They got
to
go in and
dig it out.
Dig in there and go. And so they go in there and they dig in there and then they re-biopsy it to see if they got it all. If they didn't, they got to go back in.
Right.
It could take 4 hours.
Oof.
You don't seem that concerned about it.
Oh, I am. It's up here. Do? It's in my head.
It's in his head space.
Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Today's not a good day.
I think that they'll be on top of it.
I mean, my dermatologist is legit. She's got a great reputation, but I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. So my day is going like the Celtics night last night. Because the Celtics game one Eastern Conference semifinals against the Knicks, the Knickerbockers. They're playing at home. They're up 20. I watched some of the first quarter, and apparently the second quarter the Celtics were just rocking them. But then I got up this morning to look at the story and the numbers. The Celtics took a record 60 threes. No. It's an NBA playoff record. And they also missed an NBA playoff record, 45 of them. They went 15 for 60. I don't know how that's possible from the Celtics.
Well, number one, Jaylen Brown has some knee issues.
He does.
So he's not getting lift on his shots. And I think that the Knicks, who this year haven't played as good defense as a typical Tom Thibodeau team,
mm-hmm.
they ramped it up. The playoffs have gotten a lot more physical.
Yeah.
You know, they said that there's no hand checking. There's definitely hand checking.
Yeah.
And credit to the Knicks, because I watched it early, then it was kind of bedtime and got away from the game, and then I tuned in and was like, whoa, this is a game.
Well, the Celtics were lucky that it even got to overtime because Brunson missed the bunny at the end.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, just the easy shot off the glass that he probably makes 80 or 90% of the time.
But it was a really nice play. But OG Anunoby put up 29 points. Brunson had 29. And then Mikal Bridges was big in the overtime. Like, you look at his numbers, yeah. not a big deal, but he made good defensive plays. Karl Anthony Towns yeah. didn't have a great game, but he had a tip in overtime. So, huge win. Nobody expected that.
Nobody
Most people
did.
Believe the Celtics roll. Now, little footnote on the Celtics. They played the majority of the game without Porzingis because he was ill.
I saw that.
Well, his box score
he played
was
13.
Ill. 13 minutes, zero
He clearly
points.
Wasn't feeling
yeah,
well.
Yeah, of course.
But it wasn't just Brown. I mean, Brown was 1 for 10 from 3. But, I mean, Tatum and Derek White combined were 9 for 31. I mean, the entire team sucked from 3.
That's how they play. But think of it this way. They were that bad from 3, and they still almost won.
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of shocking that they lost game 1 at home after being up 20. So, they lose. They're down 1-0. And then the Denver Nuggets, they go on the road. OKC and Boston were pretty big favorites mm-hmm. just to win on the money line in games one at home. OKC lost 121 to 119. They had a 3-point lead late, I think with about 11 seconds left. Holmgren was on the line. He got fouled. Clank, clank, missed both free throws. And then Denver comes down and Aaron Gordon hits a three. They win by two on the road. So the Knicks win in overtime by three on the road. The Nuggets win by two after the huge three.
And remember, the Pacers won, so all the road teams have won game one so far.
Yep.
You have Golden State. I watched the entire Nuggets game. Awesome game. Jokic finishes with 42 points and 22 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who is an underrated X-Factor star for the Nuggets? It's Russell Westbrook. So Russell Westbrook can miss bunnies and have terrible turnovers, but he made some huge plays, and he had the assist on the Aaron Gordon three, which was the game winner. He pushed it up, made the right play, got Chet to commit in, so he gives Aaron Gordon an open look on the three. Gordon knocks it down, so that's his second game winner of the playoffs, because, of course, he had the dunk in the first round, which was with like 0.1 seconds left. Just an awesome, awesome game, because OKC was pretty much up by 10, it seemed like, the whole game. And then Denver just kind of chipped away, hung in there. Jokic finished with 18 points in the fourth quarter. So he took over in the fourth quarter.
I mean, they couldn't keep him off the boards. He was just unbelievable. And 42 and 22.
Then Aaron Gordon makes a huge shot. But Russell Westbrook, I really liked him when he was here in Washington.
You were his biggest fan when he was here.
Have you turned on him? Hey,
by the way, he's old, too. He's 36. Now, he's not LeBron old, but he's old.
He's 36, yeah.
Like, and for a guard, just running up and down the court all the time, like, it's pretty impressive.
What was funny, in Game 7 against the Clippers, you know, they just rolled the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
When he had that dunk late and he was hanging on the rim.
Yeah, he didn't mind taking the technical.
He took the tech, and he just looked at the crowd, and he goes, I don't give an F.
I thought he said, get the F out of here, or something
I think he said, I don't give an F about the tech.
I do like it when NBA players taunt the opposing crowd. Like, if Steph just does the I'm putting you to sleep bit, or you just taunt the crowd. Like, when you own the crowd, that's a great moment.
Look, it's a huge series, helpless. I think. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to probably win the MVP over Jokic, but it's a huge series. I think more for Shai to prove that he is, look, he's a top player for sure, but to prove that he's worthy of the MVP, because they're favored by a lot over the Denver Nuggets. Their personnel, they're way deeper. They play 10 guys.
Yeah.
Denver basically plays six.
Yeah, they look, it's kind of a stunner that both that Cleveland, Boston, and OKC lost game one.
But
at home.
Chet Holmgren's a 75% free throw shooter. Now, if he hits one out of two, the three-pointer still wins the game.
Yeah.
But they did something strategically, which was maybe a lot. So they're up by three with 13 seconds left, and they began fouling. So their philosophy is foul, which makes sense, but usually you don't do it with that much time left. So they fouled. Denver hits two free throws. Then they inbound the ball, OKC, to Shai, who gets a layup. They foul again. Denver hits two free throws.
Mm-hmm.
Denver then fouls, and then Chet misses the free throws. So it was a lot of possessions in the last 12 seconds.
Possessions and substitutions.
I love that when the, like, coaching and all of that comes into play.
I think it kind of backfired on OKC. And after the game, I was watching, Kenny Smith was like, with 8 seconds or less left, then you foul up three, but with 13 seconds left, you don't necessarily need to start that process.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the conference semifinals in both the NBA playoffs and, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, Florida, who is, I believe, Vegas odds has Florida to win the Stanley Cup. And they were playing at Toronto last night, game one, lost that game 5-4. They were trailing 3-1 after one, 4-1 after two. Came back, they scored three in the third, including one where they pulled their goalie. So I think they were down 5-3, and they scored late after they pulled their goalie. But they lose 5-4. And, of course, we talked about it. You got a huge game one tonight in Washington, Carolina, and the Caps. That game will tip at 7 on ESPN. At 9:30, Edmonton is at Vegas for game one of that series. So you got some. Now it gets real now.
Yeah.
We were kind of tired of the first round.
Now you're in the semis.
And a lot of the blowouts.
Yeah.
So now you got the Caps. How are you feeling about this game? Game one.
I feel pretty good. I think the Caps should be well rested. So should the Hurricanes, because both teams got through in five games. I feel pretty confident.
Okay.
Feel pretty good. Now, if Hurricanes come in and smoke the Caps 4-2, I'm not going to feel great tomorrow. Not going to be in the best of moods.
You also have a doubleheader in baseball today for the Nats, because their game was rained out. Big Thunder Boomers last night. I assume it came through your area as well.
Just assaulted by rain, too.
Yeah. So that postponed game one. So today, game one of the doubleheader against Cleveland will be at 3:35. Ortiz will go for Cleveland. Jake Irvin will go for the Nats. Second game, roughly around 7:30.
And of course, you can listen to the Nats today on Team 980 because the Caps game will be on the Mothership 106.7 The Fan.
Ah, very good.
Second game,
note.
It'll be Blake Lively. I said Blake Lively. Ben Lively. Blake Lively's going to pitch today. Ben Lively will go against Brad Lord. So a doubleheader for the Nats against Cleveland, if you're paying any attention.
Has anybody seen Another Simple Favor?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Well, Simple Favor was a pretty good movie, which I have no recollection of, but I remember liking it.
I didn't see the first one.
With Blake Lively.
That's what the controversy with Lively and the co-star, correct?
Hold on. So they made a sequel to the original?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think it's just on streaming.
Okay. I couldn't tell you one thing about it.
Was that the controversy where she accused the co-star of sexual harassment?
I'm not sure if it's that movie. With Baldoni? Yeah,
Justin Baldoni.
No, that's
the guy's
not a
name.
Simple Favor.
That was It Ends With Us.
Oh, It Ends With Us.
Ends With Us. Gotcha. Yeah.
Didn't see that either.
Simple Favor was with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
Mm. Ah, gotcha. All right. Yesterday/last night in baseball, the Yankees lose to the Padres. Dodgers beat the Marlins 7-4. Otani hit number 9. Braves shut out the Reds.
Royals. Saw the highlight of his home run. Mm-hmm. I think they might have said it was the fastest miles per hour on a home run this season.
Really?
I mean, it was just a rocket. It was a low
exit velocity.
Yeah. It was kind of like a low liner that barely went over the fence.
So it had to have been like 120 or something.
Yeah,
it was a rocket. There. I'll check. The Nats game was rained out?
Yep.
Or did they get it in?
Rained out.
No, it was postponed. Doubleheader today.
At one point, I was just trying to find something to watch last night that I was interested in, and I saw the game, and I click it on, and I'm like, okay, I got this in the background. And then I look
up. When did you realize it was not?
Didn't you see the tarp
game
on the field?
No, they were playing baseball on my screen, okay? Because you know how they show another game? So they're showing that the Indians, the Guardians, and the Nats. And I look up, and it's freaking Davey Johnson managing. And I went, oh, my God, I've literally had this on for 5 minutes without really paying attention.
But usually
they usually
have a double screen, then they show you the tarp on the field.
I didn't see that.
Pretty sure they do that.
Or if it's an old game, they have like a little thing
rain
that says,
delay.
Or, you know, this is not live, recorded.
It'll say rain delay.
I'm not a stupid person. I had the game on for a couple minutes. I finally looked up to concentrate. Mm. By the way, also, people very triggered by my, you know, hello, I am an entertainer. I am just trying to be provocative. My Dylan Cruz take.
Okay.
People very triggered by it.
Oh, really?
Baseball geeks.
People are coming after you?
So they're very pissed?
Yeah, very triggered. How dare you? I thought one guy made one good point, though. Listen, of course it's early. I'm not writing a guy off. I'm just saying, in my opinion, doesn't look like a superstar. But of course I could be wrong. I'm just an idiot. I know nothing. It's just my blink reaction to how his career started last year, spring this year, early start this year, but whatever. The one point that the guy did make is, and we see this in other areas, is a guy like you would have written off Derek Jeter after he had 55 errors in his rookie season and say he could never play shortstop. Say, good point.
Solid point.
Tip my cap to you. Good point.
Right.
What's your other points? Whatever. Mm. The guy's still hitting, you know, $120 or whatever he's hitting.
I think it's higher than that, but
it's like $190.
Yeah.
That's after his
ish
recent heater.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, people very triggered by it. I wanted to see what the Nats were doing. I put it on. When I finally lock in on it, I see Davey Johnson. And by the way, Davey looked great. So it must have been like freaking 10 years old.
I'll never forget. We were in Florida checking in to like a car rental line. I don't know if this is on a junk strip or a personal trip.
Yeah.
And it had to be a junk strip because I mentioned we were there to watch the Nats. And a guy told me he hated Davey Johnson's guts. He just despised Davey Johnson.
Right.
He had it in for him.
No, it was a guy that worked at the rental
guy that was like working. I guess he had some sort of business dealing at some point with Davey
Johnson.
I remember
that story.
And he said he thought he was the worst guy on the planet. I was like, I'm the same Davey Johnson that we've met? been nothing but nice and cool to us.
He was great to us.
He was great.
You just don't want to go into business with the guy. I don't know.
All right, yeah. Last
kind of weird.
Last but not least, Cakes. We talked about this yesterday. It's so funny. The Ravens have cut Justin Tucker.
Said bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, it was weird that he was still in their building, yeah. Working out.
Yeah, they had to do it.
And we talked about how they drafted the Tyler Loop kid out of Arizona. And we said it was kind of strange.
Listen,
we also said it's possible that they drafted this kid because Tucker struggled last year.
Of course that factored in.
That factored in, but the reason they cut him now is because of what happened right. off
the field.
Of
course. And somebody actually was mocking me and said, you don't think it was because he, you know, kicked 75%? I said, that was definitely a factor.
That certainly weighs in, but
believe me, it was a factor.
The bigger factor was all of the allegations about inappropriate behavior at massage parlors around the greater Baltimore area.
And then the guy
area.
Tells me, I had actually forgotten about the allegation. How could you forget about Hold those on. Allegations?
The guy that you were talking about. The guy that had was forgotten?
Giving me, people giving me grief all the time. This guy giving me grief about that. About my hot take that right or wrong, it's something that the Ravens had to do, and hopefully he's proven innocent. But at this point, they just have to move on.
Correct.
And let the situation
and
play out.
And they had to say it was a football reason. Otherwise, like, the CBA is going to get involved.
Right. So did they actually say that publicly?
Yes, they called it a football decision.
Just a football decision.
Of course.
99% of it was because of what's going on off the field.
Yes.
All right, we touched on the reporting of it yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, it became official. The NFL draft for 2027 is heading to Washington, D.C. We'll have the details and audio from the press conference when we come back.